Hello, beautiful people of Vancouver. You are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. And this is going to be the student feature hour. And we're going to be here from 11:30 till 1. Andy's not here today, so I got my friend Claire here. I've actually known Claire since I was 5. But yeah, why don't you introduce yourself a little first?
Hi, my name is Claire. I am a third year student at UBC. Yes.
Yeah, Claire actually has an amazing voice. She studies music at UBC. And yeah, she's pretty amazing. If you guys like ever go to, I don't know, music shows, I guess.
It's a little different type of music. I mean, it's opera, so so it's not the kind of stuff that they would play at CITR, but you know, music is music is music.
Exactly. And I don't think I've ever been to an opera show exactly, but people there are all super talented. Like, even if I can't enjoy it, I know that, you know, it's amazing to just hear them sing.
It's not a young music, honestly. It's not a young person kind of music. It's really, a lot of people look at me kind of funny when I say that I'm studying opera.
Yeah.
For sure. But I like all types of music, and I think everybody in the music program really, really appreciates music of all types and forms.
Yeah, and it's crazy how, like, everyone sings in so many different languages. Like, you take how many languages?
I have to take 3 years of languages. 3 years of languages. So there's 1 year of Italian, 1 year of French, 1 year of German, and 6 credits of each.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, people learn Russian, Czech, some Spanish. Like, opera comes in all languages and all forms. So you have to be really educated in what you're going to be singing and how you're going to be singing it.
Totally.
It's great.
Totally.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So today's a really awesome day. I just came back from Orlando last week, actually. So I'm still kind of adjusting to the weather here because it was honestly probably over 40 degrees every single day there. Every single time I left, like, the door, I was just, like, punched in the face by heat. It's like, if anyone's ever been to hot yoga, it's like hot yoga all the time, everywhere. And it's so crazy. But yeah, I was in Orlando for Disney World and Harry Potter Land, of course. Harry Potter Land!
Yay!
I'm like, actually, me and Claire both are obsessed with Harry Potter, yes. So.
Well, since like the books, like, I don't know, I started reading the books when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't reading them, somebody else was reading them to me. But like 6 years old, and then I'm 20 now. So it's 14 years of reading these books and, like, actually being devoured and, like, so engrossed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so jealous of Zara for going to the stupid amusement park.
And they did a pretty good job with recreating everything, I found.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, they obviously, it was a lot smaller than I thought it'd be.
Really?
But it was pretty close to being, like, on a movie set.
It's like, really the way cool. They marketed it was, like, when you see all the commercials, it's like people flying on broomsticks everywhere, and huge, like, Hogwarts in the distance and everything.
Yeah,
so that's like so. It kind of seems a little bit larger than life. Like, what did?
Well, you would think that it would be a lot bigger because that's what I thought.
Yeah.
When I saw, like, kind of ads for it, but I mean, it's really just probably 2 blocks.
Oh yeah, it's 2 blocks of like the entire.
It's like Hogsmeade.
Oh.
So it's not really even all of, like, Diagon Alley or Hogwarts. We sound like such dorks. Oh, my God.
I know that.
Oh, my God.
know that.
But, like, no,
I'm
yeah,
such
it's
a nerd.
Amazing.
I'm, like, I'm such a pro self. Like, this week I spent, instead of cleaning or, you know, cleaning and, like, you know, getting ready for school, I was watching Firefly.
Oh, that's
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. You know, Sarah Michelle Gellar is finally back on TV. She has a new show, Ringer.
Ringer.
Yeah.
CW.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what it's about still. Like, she has some evil twin sister or something like that.
She has an alter ego I don't know.
It's really confusing, but
I'm excited to see her back on
TV.
Anyway, Harry Potter Land. it's only 2 blocks? I expected,
yeah,
like,
surprising.
A Quidditch pitch and, like, walking through Hogwarts and, like, moving staircases.
I know, you would think so, right? But it's not.
Honestly, they could make it bigger and people would I mean, they could have it this size. People are going to go no matter what.
Yeah.
But also, like, if they made it bigger, a huge selling point.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go there just for the Harry Potter thing.
Yeah.
I don't see any other reason why I'd go over there, to be honest.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's definitely an experience.
Yeah, but, like, what was the food like?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
I drank butterbeer till I was sick.
What?
And I had it in Slurpee form, too. And, like, there was this one summer where I had so many Slurpees, I swear I convinced myself I had diabetes. It was that bad.
That's terrible.
Slurpees are just so... It's like magical ice.
I guess it's the only way you can drink butterbeer in that climate, like the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so hot. Like, I don't think I'd want to drink hot beverages while I was there.
No, in Orlando, like, seriously, I would walk 10 minutes and I'd have to go into a souvenir store.
Yeah, that's how
to take a rest.
That's how I felt, like, whenever I go to, like, weird climates like that where it's this, like, extreme heat outside, intense air conditioning inside, I find there's no middle ground to how where I feel comfortable.
No.
I all the time I would either be too hot or too cold.
Yeah, it's like
I don't enjoy this.
Two super extremes all the time.
But I don't know why people would live like that. But
me
that's
neither.
Coming from a Vancouver born and bred.
That is true.
Like where if it's not raining, I'm confused.
I know. Like, no, right? But no, you. I was surprised because I didn't know this, but Orlando actually has really bipolar weather as
really?
Well. It would be super sunny, and then like next second it's a rainstorm.
But how long
like
is
torrential
a
downpour?
Like 2 minutes.
Well, on the first day I was there, the rain lasted probably an hour, and that was and that kind of happened a few more times while I was there. But the day that I left, it was really, really even worse than Vancouver.
Really,
it was like torrential.
Funny. Was it like cold though, like outside?
No, it's still humid there.
Yeah.
It's still really warm, but then the rain's like not warm either.
Yeah, well,
it's confusing.
Sense. It's like that out east, eh? When I was in Montreal earlier this summer, like it would be like so humid, and then all of a sudden it would rain for 5 minutes and then stop, be glorious again. But you're like, what?
I know it's confusing. Yeah.
But then again, like Vancouver is weird too. Just we're like so used to it.
That's true.
It's like it's cold, but it's like wind chill, and then it's terrible. But you know.
Yeah. But enough about boring everyone with our weather talk. Let's get to some music. We got some stuff lined up for you today from Teen Days. Some stuff from Goggle Gobble, which I love, but apparently now are called Born Gold. They changed their name, which is so upsetting because I just love saying Gobble Gobble, but it's upsetting they're not Gobble Gobble anymore. But Teen Days and Gobble Gobble both have a show on September 4th on the long weekend. They're going to be playing at the Electric Owl, I believe. It's going to be a good show. Really good show. And Blood Diamonds will be there, too. So, if you have time, September 4th, go see that show. We got a phone call. Okay.
Oh,
it's okay. It's a good time to switch to some music. And then later, we're going to play some other stuff from Junior Boys, maybe. And, yes, some Isla Taco. They're from Vancouver as well. But, yeah, let's get started with something from Young Liars. The song is called Colors, and it's a Teen Days remix. So let's get that on.
Thank you. just ain't working. Don't feel like working today. He just likes white crystal. He don't know his mother's face. I love the women and the easy money. Holiday, spark up and fly away. Quick trip in the afternoon. See your pretty face in a tablespoon.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Hi, so we just heard a station ID from Beth Ditto. I love that one. I played that one so many times, but it's so funny.
When did she come in?
I have no idea. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. So yeah, you just heard some stuff there from Young Liars and a band called Les Breastfeeders. They're French.
They are. They're Quebecois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Claire actually picked that one out. She saw them at the Olympics.
I did, except it wasn't that great an experience, unfortunately. They are really cool. I thought they were really neat, but I saw them at the Live Nation event, and they played right before Deadmau5. So you get, and like, and honestly, I walked in there, I got into the venue at 1 p.m., and Deadmau5 wasn't scheduled to come on till 9 p.m. So this was after, they came on about 6 o'clock, after we'd been, most people had been waiting about 5 hours in the sun and jam-packed into the venue. And people were just getting so riled up. And they wanted to see Deadmau5. Like, they were chanting, like, Deadmau5 the entire time. And I was in the back, and I was a little calmer. And I thought they were really cool. I thought they were really good. And they had this one guy, so sassy, wearing, like, no shirt, like, feathers. And, like, and I was like, this is awesome. But the, like, the crowd full of, like, stupid, young, drunken teenagers or whatever, they just started throwing stuff at them. And the lead singer got conked in the head with a bottle or something, and the guy in the feathers was like yelling profanities at the audience and like spraying water everywhere, and they got kicked off the stage. And they didn't get kicked off, they walked off. But it was such a stupid experience. I was so irritated, and like, I don't know, as a performer, I know how difficult it is getting on stage when people, and like performing for people who don't want to listen to you.
Yeah, for sure.
So I thought it was pretty sad, but like, they're really cool, and I got their album later, and yeah.
I think it's horrible that like anyone would just like start throwing stuff.
Exactly. It's probably the worst like crowd moment of the Olympics that I experienced. I don't know. I like, honestly, it was such a, it was a really well done event. Like everything was like, everything ran pretty smoothly. It was no 2011 riot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I was really bummed about it. And yeah, hopefully when I come back, I'll go see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but riot was horrible too.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, but I still can't believe that happened.
I know. It was crazy. Were you downtown?
Yeah, I was actually in the middle of the riot.
Are you serious?
Because I was watching a show at the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Oh, Wicked, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, during intermission, everyone was outside and watching this group of guys set a cop car on fire.
Oh, my God.
So we already kind of knew it was getting pretty bad. But then when the show was over, we had to stay inside the theater for an extra hour.
I heard about that.
Because it wasn't, like, safe outside or whatever, and the cops wouldn't let us leave, so.
Yeah. No, I heard about that. I was downtown, like, about 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
At Rosie's Pub with a couple of my friends. And I, like, we'd had a couple pitchers. We were enjoying ourselves. But as the game just went on and you knew, like, minute by minute, you knew that nothing was going to turn around. I just got really sad, and I left halfway through the third because I could start, like, people were getting restless inside the pub, and I was like, I don't even want to imagine what it's like outside.
Yeah.
It was really dark and sad.
Yeah. For sure.
But, you know, we're recovering, and the Canucks are going to come back.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, I say that every year.
I'm not actually, like, a huge, like, hockey watcher, mm-hmm. I guess, but, like, I mean, when the whole city's kind of, you know, caught up in the whole playoff thing, then it gets really exciting. But I don't really watch the normal season.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't. I don't have the time to watch it. I watch playoffs. That's, like, really, like, once, because that's when it gets exciting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, I like the Canucks and everything, but I also, like, have to do stuff.
Yeah.
I can't be a full year fan.
I know. No, I just can't watch, like, sports in general, I find. Like, it's like a typical girl.
Well,
but I can't sit through, like, a football game or
hockey is the most entertaining game to watch.
Yeah,
honestly, it's the most entertaining. And, like, I hate watching baseball. My brother and my dad have baseball and golf on all the time, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Football.
Amen to that.
Football's fun.
I still can't do football.
I think going to games, like, real, like, live games.
Yeah.
Because then they, like, shoot t-shirts at you and funny, like, things. And yeah. I was like, well, it's like a multi, like, sensory experience.
I like those weird ESPN 5 games, you know, like, sometimes they play dodgeball, like, for real.
Yeah, okay, dodgeball is a really great game. I would watch dodgeball on TV.
Yeah.
But then again, all these sports are more fun to play.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well. Okay, you want to play some music?
Yes.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna play this song by Rosie, and it's called Sneakers for Jesus. What do you think Jesus would wear if he wore sneakers?
Wouldn't he wear sandals?
Maybe, but,
like, he was a carpenter. Well, if he was a carpenter, he would have to wear some, like, sturdy boots.
True, but if Jesus had to wear sneakers, I think he'd wear Air Jordans.
Air Jordans? They are comfy, but they are also... Are they still being made? Are Air Jordans?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know anything about sneakers. I never wore sneakers.
Yeah, was that just, like, a guess in the dark of the Air Jordans?
No, I've seen Air Jordans when they play, like, episodes of Cribs, and, like, all those, like, celebrities have this huge closet of Air Jordans, and I think Jesus would wear them.
I don't think he would wear Converse.
No.
Or Vans.
Jesus would not wear Converses.
I think he'd wear something that he could, like, run in.
Maybe.
You know, or dunk stuff, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know anything about shoes. I did see these really cool Adidas shoes on Granville Street, though, that were Star Wars themed.
Mm-hmm.
I think Boba Fett was on them.
That's awesome. I just watched Star Wars, like, 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
I love the original Star Wars, not the crappy new old ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Man, Star Wars is good.
So
and
epic.
Jurassic Park,
yes.
It's surprising how well the graphics held up.
You know, they've been having a marathon or something.
Oh, really?
On AMC or something.
Of Jurassic
Park? For the past 2 days of Jurassic Park. Yesterday they played the third one. On Monday they had the first one.
The first one's, like, awesome. Every time I hear that music, I, like, flash back to, like, being 5 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, sitting with my brother, who's a huge dinosaur fanatic.
First one is epic.
Man, awesome.
Anyways.
On to the music.
On to Sneakers for Jesus. Here's Rosie.
I will lift you off the ground to the place I will move on the bridge out of town. It's like the void that you fill when a loved one is found when I'm dancing. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. And you love them to pieces. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. And you love them to pieces. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. And you love them to pieces. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus. Sneakers for Jesus.
11th, it's the 9th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. This year, the festival is proud to announce 3 competition sections for short documentary and feature-length films. What's more, the festival has a new state-of-the-art venue at SFU Woodward's Goldcorp Center for the Arts, where it will screen 4 of its most awarded and prestigious films. To learn all about the 9th annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, visit vlaff.org.
All right, so we just heard a bunch of stuff there. We played another song by Rosie, Sneakers for Jesus. I actually really love that song.
It's cool.
Especially that part where it goes, Sneakers for Jesus.
It goes off. Yeah, so no, fun. I love it.
Yeah, we also had some Parlover. I don't know how to pronounce it. I really don't. It's P-A-R-L-O-V-R.
Parlover?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Gobble Gobble did a... That was a remix from Gobble Gobble. We had some Bearstronaut in there, and then I actually played something by Gobble Gobble there, Boring Horse from a 12-inch single. Yeah, the more time I say Gobble Gobble, it sounds more weird, but...
Gobble Gobble. Gobble.
It's just like...
Gobble Gobble.
It's like a turkey.
Yeah. I think that's what they were going for. I do. I think that's cooler than Born Gold. Born Gold's a
I know.
Little, Born Gold sounds like that band that played at your, like, high school graduation that you got for, like, really cheap.
I mean, I love them. I love Gobble Gobble, but I do like that name better.
They should have stuck to their guns and held on to it.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're just talking about some different stuff. I came back from Squamish, and yeah. Claire went to Whistler as well.
Man, how was Squamish?
Squamish was actually really good. It was really comfortable weather. It wasn't,
yeah, no, it was
it wasn't cold or anything, so that was good. I usually don't listen to that kind of music.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like Said the Whale.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't really listen to that, but, I mean, all the artists were really fun. They were good to watch.
Was Said the Whale, like, the biggest band?
No, Weezer was.
Weezer was there.
Metric and Weezer were headlining.
Oh, Metric. Okay. I like Metric.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Weezer fan.
I'm not a huge fan of Metric either.
Yeah?
Like, I don't listen to their stuff, but they're just so amazing live.
Yeah.
They put on a really good show, and that was my first time seeing Weezer. And, yeah, it was just fun when they were playing a lot of their songs. They played a cover of Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh.
Which was really, really cool.
It was a dark song.
Yeah. But they played it, and it was, everyone recognized it right away, and everyone went crazy, and yeah. It was so fun.
That's always really exciting. Like, when I went up to Whistler, they have a free concert series, and they had, Jason Mraz came with, it was a live acoustic set with Toca Rivera, and I'm a huge Jason Mraz fan, so I made the trek up. And this was his 10th anniversary after this album called Live at Java Joe's, where him and Toca Rivera, this, like, I think he's Cuban or something, and they're just playing guitar, and it's awesome, so good. And a lot of people would discount Jason Mraz as not a real artist because he's just kind of like, you know, I'm yours, whatever, and like it's so cheesy and like, you know, like I'm gonna vomit. But he's actually like, you listen to some of his stuff that like won't get radio play or something that is just so obscure and like you like amazing and so good live. And then he in the very end his final. His final encore number was Three Little Birds, Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the audience just went insane. We're all like, just man, it was such a great moment, and it was free.
Yeah,
like, you can't
you cannot go wrong with that.
You can't pay for moments like that. Well, you can, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
When I was in Squamish, I went to a silent disco party.
What?
In the middle of the forest, and it was. It was so funny.
Can you explain what a silent disco
Okay,
is?
So what happens at a silent disco party is you kind of basically get headphones, and then they give you glow sticks, and then they say, you can stay in this area with these headphones, and there's a DJ playing, and everyone has the same thing playing on their headphones, so they're all dancing to this music that is coming from these headphones, but when you take them off, there's no noise. So everyone's just dancing, but it's, like, completely silent.
That's so weird.
It's so trippy, but it was so fun. Because, like, these glow sticks are just, like, even more eerie. Because it's in the middle of the night. Not in the middle of the night, but it's pretty late. So it's, like, dark. And then these glow sticks are just, like, kind of waving around. People are dancing to no music.
Wait, so, like, was it sponsored by Squamish? Or, like, was this, like, a private function.
It wasn't a private function. I don't think I'd go if it was a private function.
You come to my silent disco party. That's awesome.
But yeah, I think it was sponsored by Siemens.
Okay.
They make the headphones.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then, yeah. There were so many booths at Squamish. It was so cool. They have these things called thuggies. And they're like huggies. No, sorry.
Snuggies.
Oh my god, they're not like
huggies. They're like huggies.
They're like snuggies.
Like, they're the diaper.
I know, they're like the diaper snuggies. No, they're like snuggies, except they're kind of like hoodies.
Oh, yes, I've seen those online, actually.
They look so comfy.
It's hoodies, but down to like your calf.
Yeah, it looks like a robe, but a hoodie.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so they had that, and then they had Aiden Art Gallery was there as well.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, that's cool.
They had an artist there named, I can't remember his name. He's Japanese. It's like Takashi something. But his exhibit is at Aiden Art Gallery right now. And when he had his opening, he was painting in the window. Like, they had him kind of do a live exhibit. He was doing this huge canvas. And he was just there painting. And I recognized him and I started talking to him. And it was so cool because I love talking to artists.
Yeah.
Because it's just cool to ask them about what they were kind of...
And what's nice is that they're always willing to share. Like,
yeah.
Like, honestly, like, artists, I think visual artists are, like, the people who are most willing to share, like, their technique, their, like, methods, like, what drives them, you know?
Exactly. They're just really good people to talk to.
Yeah. And, like, you're a huge artist. I don't know if you guys know this, but Sarah paints, God.
For fun, in my basement, just by myself.
Like, really cool stuff, too. Like, the Spanish telenovela shucks. Stuff. She picks really weird subjects to paint.
No, I paint these really, like, kind of depressing scenes. Not depressing scenes, but they're kind of sad. And then my dad was looking at my stuff, and he's just saying how, Sarah, why do you paint all these sad and mopey things all the time? Why can't you paint something happy? Like, babies.
You know.
Babies. You gotta paint something happy.
Well, you gotta...
Babies are happy, apparently.
I guess you paint what inspires you.
I guess.
What gives you, like, a huge, like, reaction? Like, what causes you to feel something, like, really intense?
I just like painting something that kind of makes people feel uneasy, I guess.
That's fair. That's cool.
I think that's, like, yeah, it's more memorable, but I guess, because, like, for me, if I see something really kind of sad and kind of maybe also strange, mm-hmm. it kind of sticks with me a little bit more than if I see something pretty.
Yeah. Well, and, like, I feel maybe, I agree, just because I'm generally a happy person, so when something, like I see something sad, or, like, that sticks with me longer.
Exactly.
Like, and that like, touches me, like,
yeah.
It, like, punches me harder.
Yeah. I kind of like painting scenes like that.
That's
maybe
interesting.
I think that's why.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, they're like, yeah, but, like, they are, like, visually, they are just, like, stunning. Like, it's awesome. You guys should try and look at her stuff.
Thanks, Claire.
Post it on some other. It's cool. It's really, really neat stuff.
You flatter me so. okay, so me and Claire want to play this song right now, and it's a cover of Immigrant Song, of course, by Led Zeppelin, by Trent Reznor and Karen O. And Trent Reznor, of course, lead singer of Nine Inch Nails, he is doing a lot of movie scores now. Yeah. He did Social Network.
Didn't he do There Will Be Blood?
I'm not sure.
I think he might have.
Maybe. But he's doing The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo music score, which is going to be super exciting because he did a really good job with Social Network, actually.
Didn't he won.
Yeah, he won. He won an Oscar for
it. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah, and Karen O, of course, has, like, a really nice haunting voice, which is perfect for this song. You guys got to listen to this.
It's perfect for what it was used for, too.
Yeah. I don't think this is the full song. This is from the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a minute long, but... It's a really good preview of what they're gonna
be
playing in the
movie. Like.
Yeah, it's really looking excited. Really looking excited. Yes, but yeah, we're gonna play that right now and some other songs after. So yeah, again, you're listening to the student feature on CITR 101.9 FM. We're here till 1. This is Zara and Claire on air for ya.
Thank you. And love has its own demands, but I'll be there. Head down to the Electric Owl Social Club on Thursday, August 25th to catch an awesome night of local blues brought to you by CITR 101.9 and Beatroot Magazine.
This evening will feature Northern Indie Blues Rock, No Sinner, the dreamy harmonies and melodic crooning and hazing guitars of the High Drops, and the unique blues interpretations of the Farmhounds.
Doors are at 9 p.m. and it's $8 to get in.
Okay, sorry. Just totally struggled with that button. It just wouldn't go down.
She really did struggle. She was like, what is this?
It's not turning on. I'm just going to silently freak out inside. Yeah, we just heard, of course, that soundtrack number that we promised from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That was Trent Reznor and Karen O doing a cover of Immigrant Song. Really good song. And it matches perfectly with the trailer. Also, some Teen Days, some Lux Lesbian, and a remix from TV on the Radio's album Nine Types of Light. Yes. We were just talking about Alan Rickman.
I don't care if he's plus 60. I am so attracted to him.
That's what I said.
It's the voice. It's the voice.
We really shouldn't be talking about this because I always talk about Alan Rickman. But yeah, he's Professor Snape, also MacGruber in the Die Hard. Yeah. MacGruber, right?
I forgot about
that. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Hans.
No, it's not MacGruber.
Oh, it's not?
It's Hans Gruber.
Oh, it's Hans Gruber.
MacGruber's the one with, like, the SNL people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the terrible, like, the guy with, like, the weird mullet.
Yeah. Oh, oops.
I haven't seen that movie, though. I've seen the skits, though.
I haven't
seen it. SNL's terrible. I hate SNL.
Me, too. I don't find SNL funny at all, do you?
It's not funny. Like, very rarely they have, like, something, like, amusing, and I'm like,
yeah. Okay, there was this one skit that I laughed at. I think it's the only one I've ever laughed at on SNL, but it was the one with Megan Fox.
Doing what?
Well, you know that guy with the black hair, and he always dresses up as woman for some reason.
Kenan Thompson?
I can't remember.
Is it the black guy?
No.
No, I have no idea.
He's not. He's,
I don't know. I don't know the people on SNL.
Okay, well, anyways, it's this guy that they always have dress up as a woman, but he doesn't look womanly at all. Like, he's, like, a pretty built
big guy. Big,
guy,
yeah.
But he always plays women for some reason, and him and Megan Fox were doing this skit where they were kind of Russian wives for sale. Like, you know that?
Yeah, okay.
Is that the right term?
Like
brides for sale. Brides
mail order brides.
Yeah, mail order brides, like that, kind of. And they were both lined up, kind of for this buyer, I guess.
Okay.
And they didn't speak English. And for some reason, it was just really funny. I remember I laughed. But I honestly, that was the only time I ever laughed.
It's not funny. Like, the stuff that they try and make funny, it doesn't work. Like, I don't know, like, they're like, they have these ideas and they're like, let's run with it, see what happens. And that,
yeah,
like, I think they're riding on, like, the name of SNL. Yeah. Mad TV was funnier.
Mad TV was so funny. Do you remember Miss Swan?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Miss Swan and, like, Stewart. Yes, Stewart. And, like, his mother and, like,
oh, Stewart was so funny.
Bobby Lee, anything Bobby Lee
Bobby
did,
Lee was
fantastic. It was funny. Like, that was, like, a really good sketch show.
Yeah.
It irritates
that's
me
not
that that's
on
off
anymore,
the air,
right?
And SNL is, like, producing, like, stuff.
I like Mad TV better, I think, because it was, like, the kind of right combination of awkward humor.
Awkward and, like, utterly, like, ridiculous. Like, they like, they pushed a lot of, like, they just kind of crossed the line.
Yeah, they were just so over the top and so extreme, like, that it just worked.
There's this one skit where these two guys, like, big, like, I don't know, just, like, you know, heterosexual guys watching football, and they're like, back to the bowl, baby. And then all of a sudden, like, they score a touchdown and they just start making out. Like, you would never see that on SNL.
It was
so funny. And these, like, it's like, they just go for it. And I was like, this is, I appreciate this. You guys have done a good job here.
Yeah. And I don't know, I just miss it. SNL.
SNL.
Yeah.
They also get terrible hosts. They just pick whoever is, like, you know, got a movie coming out, right? So
Yeah, they do
like,
that.
Never mind that they have nothing to do with comedy, or they, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Justin Timberlake has been doing pretty well on it. Like, whenever Justin Timberlake does something on it, I find it's pretty funny.
It's amusing, but, like, I don't laugh.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Like, maybe I chuckle a little. Chuckle to myself.
Honestly, there's not a lot of TV I would, like, laugh out loud at.
Exactly.
Like,
The Office I used to laugh out loud at.
Yeah, I kind of went downhill.
Yeah, I stopped watching after the wedding.
Yeah, I stopped watching. Yeah, I did. Yeah, around there.
Yeah. The first season was just, like, the most epic, though.
You know what? I laugh out loud at Community.
The whole Community is, yeah.
It's so funny. Like, they have Community a lot of sight gags and stuff. That's my favorite show. It's the only TV show I keep up during the year.
And Ken Jeong's on that show. Is that the same? No, not Ken Jeong. That guy from The Hangover.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Oh, no, it's not. It's Ken something.
And we'll figure it out.
Mr. Chow from The Hangover. He's awesome. And, like, Chevy Chase is in it. Joel McHale. Donald Glover from Childish Gambino.
I know!
And I remember when he was in, like, the internet sketch comedy group, like, Derek Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny.
He is.
That's a good show. That's the only the only show I would watch if I had to pick one. That'd be it.
Mm-hmm. Should we get back to some music?
Yes.
We got about 15 minutes left. Let's play some Junior Boys. This is a song called In the Morning. It's from their album, So This Is Goodbye. It's one of their older albums. It's from 2007. But, yep, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a student feature, and we're going to be here till 1. And you got Claire and Zara on the air right now.
Thank you. Yeah. away and